Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Steve Sanderson, Chief Executive of UK Oil and Gas, which is listed on the AIM market. Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Yesterday, the company released an RNS about the extended well tests, and it's been a long wait since the first flow test back in 2016. So can you give us a bit more detail about those latest results?
Yes, I think I've been there on the site this week, and I think people should perhaps understand that, we've had the well left there for two and a half years suspended, with completion brines in. So it's always a bit of an unknown when you open up even a productive well like Horse Hill and what exactly is going to happen. And I guess, we were very pleasantly surprised when we opened up the Kimbridge Limestone 3, which is down about just under 1,000 metres, 900 odd metres down below the surface. So I think, we opened the well up and actually it, what we call, came on very quickly. As soon as we opened the downhole valves, we had a big pressure increase, and the oil basically flowed to the surface very, very quickly. I think the terminology Gatwick gusher, as I've said before, is definitely applicable to this well. It's a very productive well. We basically had oil coming to the surface with some of the returned completion brines immediately. And then the last 24 hours before the RNS, we recorded sort of stable rates of, as I said, in the RNS of about 560 to nearly 800 barrels of oil a day. That was on fairly modest chokes. The flow is very stable. The bottom hole pressures, crucially for people who know things like that, were very, very flat, very stable. Interestingly, these were higher rates than we saw in 2016. And I think, in 2016, we really only had the time to flow these, all of our horizons in the well very shortly. We recorded, 460-odd barrels over 7.5 hours. This time, we had it flowing continuously to the surface. And I should stress naturally, i.e., there's no pump. It's flowing on its own steam, or actually expanded gas to the surface. So the production index, which is a measure of how productive a well is, were actually initially almost twice what we saw in 2016. So yes, it was been a pretty good start to this week, I would say. I mean, I think the key takeaway of these tests, though, is that the rates are great. At 500 to 700 barrels a day, where we'd be making sort of gross revenues after transport, marketing, etc., of £1 million a month. So that's very good, and that's not even including the Portland, which we reported some weeks back. Things are looking very good. I think the biggest takeaway is that these are sustained, continuous rates, and we haven't really opened the well up to see what the maximum rate is. We may not do that because sometimes you can you can damage the reservoir, you can pull in gas, etc., etc. So these rates are sustainable, continuous, natural, and more than commercial. I mean, as I said, £1 million a week pays for a well in 3 months. £1 million a month pays for a new well in 3 months. So it's very nice.
What's the future plans for delivering production at Horse Hill?
Well, I think, we've said in the last RNS about the Portland that we are, going to be making a commerciality declaration. I think it's fair to say that, a commercially viable rate for Horse Hill 1, since we've already spent the money on it, is about, 80 barrels a day at $60 a barrel oil price. We're currently looking at, $80-$85 a barrel. So there's no question that the rates that we recorded, even in the Portland, this field is commercial. And clearly, as I've said, 500-700 barrels a day from one Kimmeridge horizon. I should stress it's only one because we still have the Kimmeridge Limestone 4 to test. he's, you know, it doesn't take an economist or a rocket science to work out that it's going to make us money. So we put a screening application in for a 6-well production well development plus one injector. Three of those wells probably will be in the Portland, which itself has, you know, potential in a horizontal well to do sort of 700 to 1,000 barrels a day just from one well in the Portland. So when you start adding that with the Kimmeridge, you know, we're looking at, you know, multi-thousand barrels per day, you know, field, even in its first year of production. So we're going to be putting in, when we get the results of this screening assessment from the Surrey County Council, we're going to be putting in a planning application. I expect that's going to go in November before the end of the extended well tests complete. And we are looking to try and get it, you know, Horse Hill on stream, you know, producing full time in 2019. I would imagine sometime at the end of the summer, early third quarter, you know, September time, depending on when we get the planning application consent. I mean, everything we're doing at the moment, we have two further wells that we have planning permission for. So we'll be looking to drill those in early 2019 so that we drill, we test, hopefully we get the planning consent, and then we can go straight into production. So that's what we're looking at. And as I said, you know, we're looking next year, we're looking at, you know, significant cash flow coming into the business. These wells at the sort of rates that we've been looking at here in the test will pay back their drilling costs in, you know, in months, basically, less than 6 months, certainly at these oil prices. So it's a very economic field. As I said in my RNS, Horse Hill itself probably has the potential, if we get the Kimmeridge on and the Portland at, you know, 1,000 barrels a day, it will clearly have the potential to become the UK's number two producing onshore oil field. I mean, the largest one is Witch Farm. That's currently producing sort of 16 to 19,000 barrels a day. And, you know, we'll be clearly, you know, set to be number two. But, you know, in the oil and gas business, you always should expect the unexpected. I think so far we've had very pleasant surprises. So, you know, it's looking very, very good.
And that's quite a good target to set yourself as well. And just a quick question about when you do get into production, what are the logistics then? Because you're onshore, which is helpful.
Yeah.
So how easy is it for you to actually be in production?
Well, it's very simple, really. I mean, we've already, from the Kimmeridge itself, we've already, including today's tankers, we'll have sent six tankers, road tankers, which hold about 220 barrels, which is 40-odd thousand litres. So just slightly larger than the petrol tankers that you'd see at your local filling station. And they just go by road down to the Perenco, BP Perenco terminal at Hamble, and then the oil goes to Fawley Refinery. So the costs, our transportation costs are very small. We can get at least two tankers. A tanker can come in, take crude to Fawley, come back to Horse Hill and take another load back in a day. We're looking at some other options which would increase the number of tanker runs, what a single tanker could do in a day. So reducing our export costs. So, you know, we need to put, if we're talking about, you know, multi-thousand barrels a day, where we have a development scheme where we'll be putting in, you know, permanent storage tanks, which are very low-lying and very low visual profile. We'll be putting in, you know, concrete hard standing so that tankers can drive in, sort of like a carriage driveway, drive in and drive out through a circle. And that's, you know, that's in the region of, you know, a million, maybe slightly more. But as I said, with the rates that we're looking at, that's paid back very quickly. So, that's the nice thing about onshore. If you find something, you can produce it pretty quickly.
Yeah, gives you plenty of think about leading into 2019. Steve, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and we always keep our eye on what's happening over in Horse Hill. We have done since the start.
Yes, well, it's Horse Hill has been it's a great project for the company, but I should stress that we have a lot of other good projects too, and we'll be drilling quite a few. Well, we plan to drill at least another two exploration wells in 2019, as well as bringing Horse Hill on stream. We've got the Isle of Wight, which, there's 10 million barrels net recoverable resources that we have. So we want to get that on, drilled, and on stream with Horse Hill as well. So exciting times for us.
It sounds like it. Thanks very much, Steve.
Cheers. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.